I as awareness is the reality which perceives the reality, which hears these words. That which perceives this moment is not something which appears and disappears. Experientially, I is this reality which perceives. Conceptually, I is someone who is born or something that exists, a mother, a father, the son, a daughter. Experientially, I is awareness. Conceptually, I is a man, a woman. A concept does not perceive. A feeling does not perceive. A sensation does not perceive. A memory does not perceive. An object, a form does not perceive. Yet there is no denial that I perceive. But this I which perceives is not a thought, a memory, a sensation, a feeling, a storyline, a memory. No. That which perceives whatever that is has no outline. No shape. A fruit of a tree, the branch of the tree has a certain form and shape, a fig or an orange or a banana or a pineapple. Perceptions that the objects of perceptions have a shape and a form. We label them conceptually, banana, pineapple. That the reality which hears right now, that which hears right now, which perceives right now, is undeniable. It has no shape or color or location. The I which perceives has no form, no shape, no size, no limits, no edges, no location. Thus, it's referred to as the unborn, that which neither is born nor dies. The essence the ground of being. Thoughts appear to you. I perceive a thought. The only way to perceive the thought is to take on the form of a thought, because perception is experiential. I perceive the thought as I take on the form of a thought. I perceive a sensation as I take on the form of a sensation. This reality is of infinite creativity, omnipotent, limitless potential. Not the I that you imagine yourself to be, not the image, not the memory, not the body, not the brain. But this non-phenomenal, transparent beingness. What the Buddhists refer to as our true nature. The Hindus refer to as Brahman. Takes on the form of this perception. That's what's called perceiving. Perceiving is not reality A perceiving object B or object A or object C. It's not a relationship between two realities. So out of itself, this infinite invisible reality, the reality which perceives, out of its very self, it, as a way of speaking, it morphs into a thought or a feeling, a sensation. And this morphing into a thought is creation and perception simultaneously, creation and perception. And dissolution, because this reality doesn't hold on to anything, doesn't care. It's infinite creation. In ignorance, we give reality to the creation and we overlook the reality of the creator. We overlook the reality of the infinite invisible. We give reality to that which is created and become fascinated. Which is fine as long as you understand experientially that there is one reality, one being, which is formless, invisible, borderless, limitless, and non-local. This so-called local perception appears to you. You are non-local. This limited perception appears to you. You are not limited. I titled this meeting, Thoughts Are Made Out of You. Because experientially, there are no thoughts out there. That we catalog and pick and choose. Which thought we want to view right now. That is not the way it is. Experientially, awareness is infinite, invisible presence, beingness. Takes on the form of a thought or a perception. They are not two. Being and perceiving are not two. And given that being is formless and limitless and non-local, similarly, the form that being takes, meaning thought, is equally formless, limitless and non-local. Yet, reality likes to play and creates distinctions, like the infinite colors of the rainbow, red and blue and yellow. Of course, they are just a reflection of the white light. And yet, in its creativity, distinctions arise, which gives a certain flavor, a certain nuance to the play. In the Indian tradition, there is the festival of colors, where people take onto the street and dash these powders of various bright colors onto everything, onto each other, onto the walls, onto a celebration of creativity, of distinctions, apparent distinctions, because all colors refer to the white light, to the colorlessness. It says no inherent color. Color is just a synoptic activity in the brain, the optical nerve. There's no color to an atom or a molecule or a gluon. So the distinctions in perception are the play of that which is beyond all color, beyond all distinctions. So it's all right to play the game of distinctions as long as you know being as being beyond all distinctions, experientially. So there are various thoughts, various sensations. But they are the dance of being, which is neither a thought nor a sensation. Their reality, their essence, this being, which is beyond form, beyond appearance, which is not an appearance, not a form.